I'm Neil Stavem. Here's a highlight from Connecting Faith. You can find more on this topic at the Connecting Faith show page at myfaithradio.com. And your support makes it possible. Thank you.
Well, the blitz in football is when the defense is going to send a lot more players than normal to attack the quarterback and the offense. They'll probably send 5, 6, even 7 players to attack the quarterback, try to create a fumble, an interception, a sack, an injury. But the interesting thing about the blitz is it can either turn really bad for the offense or it can turn really good, because it's not just danger, it's also opportunity. Meaning, if the defense is committing so many people to attack the quarterback, there's fewer to cover the pass plays or to be in the backfield to stop a long run. So some of the biggest touchdown passes come when the offense reads the blitz, adapts, adjusts. People sacrifice. They dive in front of players to block them for the quarterback. Quarterback might get hit in the jaw and fall down after he throws the ball, but the ball's in the end zone with a touchdown. So that's the blitz, both danger and opportunity. And the metaphor of the book is really that most people don't have a strategy for problems in life. We try to avoid them. We hope they're not going to happen. But the reality is, Jesus said, in this world, you're going to get blitzed. I guess he said in the NIV, it might say, you're going to have trouble. But don't panic. I've overcome the world. Jesus went through a blitz to win our salvation. And the Apostle Paul says that trials and tribulations and difficulties and losses and hardship and persecution and suffering, blitzes, if you will, actually are something that we can rejoice in. The opportunity that they bring to persevere towards Jesus, to grow character like Jesus, to have our hopes set in heaven like Jesus, and then to feel more of God's love when we're not counting on our circumstances, but we're counting on our salvation and the hope of the glory to come of an eternal life. So blitzes can make us less selfish and more other-centered, more long-term and less short-term, more forgiving and less judgmental. Sometimes they change our life dramatically. You know, you might lose a limb and have to quit a sport but come up with a new career helping people that have been through something such as an amputation. So anyway, the blitz is an opportunity as well as a crisis, but we need to have strategies for how to face life's challenges. And that's really what the book is about.
Thanks for listening. Your support makes this audio stream possible. You can help at myfaithradio.com.